The Church of the Holy Sepulchre has long been a major pilgrimage stop for Christians from around the world. Known to Christians as the place where Jesus was crucified and buried, it's revered as one of Christianity's holiest sites. But for the first time in almost three decades, the church has closed its doors, leaving visiting tourists bitterly disappointed.
I wanted to go because my grandma is really Catholic, and I wanted to to go inside and to check, and as a tourist. But it's not possible.
How do you think that it's closed?
Well, we would like to go in and see it. So a little sad.
The man turning them away is Wajen Yuseba, who guards the church's entrance. He explains he's had strict orders from Jerusalem's Christian leaders.
Today I get an order from the Greek and the Armenian and the Catholic to closing the Church of the Holy Sepulchre because of the problem that our municipality, Jerusalem municipality, asking for high taxes to pay for the churches.
The closure has been orchestrated by the heads of major Christian sects in defiance of a proposed Israeli tax policy and land expropriation law. The bill, recently introduced into Parliament, aims to tax a number of Christian assets around Jerusalem and allow the state to take over church properties leased to private companies. In a speech outside the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, Christian leaders called the legislation an attack on their religion. Greek Orthodox Patriarch Theophilus III went as far as comparing it to anti-Jewish laws issued in Nazi Germany.
The systematic campaign of abuse against churches and Christians reaches now its peak as a discriminatory and racist bill that targets solely the properties of the Christian community in the Holy Land is being promoted. This reminds us of a similar nature which were enacted against the Jews during the dark periods in Europe.
But Jerusalem City Councillor Fleur Hassan Nahum has clarified that the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, just like other sacred sites in the city, would remain exempt from municipal property taxes. She says if the bill passes, the new tax would only apply to other commercial properties owned by the church, such as hotels.
There is a law in Jerusalem that says that holy places like church and synagogues do not pay city taxes. We're not talking about that. We're talking about other places that the church owns, such as hotels, and they have been exempt wrongly from paying city taxes for years and years and years. And the mayor at the moment is trying to correct a wrong that was done that affects us, Jerusalem residents, every single day.
Israeli politician Rachel Azaria says the law is not an attack on Christians, rather a move to protect homeowners against the possibility that private companies will not extend their leases.
We have no interest in touching land owned by the church, but we cannot accept entrepreneurs doing this as soon as they purchase the land, meaning that the offered bill is meant to confront entrepreneurs and not the church.
But church leaders say such a law would make it harder for them to find buyers for their properties. In addition, Patriarch Theophilus says taxing church-owned property violates the long-standing international status quo.
A step that is contrary to the historic position of the churches within the Holy City of Jerusalem and their relationship with the civil authorities. These actions breach existing agreements and international obligations which guarantee the rights and the privileges of the churches.